This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Keel, K-E-E-L, first name Alan, A-L-A-N, middle Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E. The date of birth, May 30th, 1963. Date of evaluation, March 14, 2022. The referring physician is Dr. Al-Rashidi. The chief complaint, 58-year-old male, seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for left knee surgery. The HPI, the patient is a 58-year-old male who reports a medial meniscus tear dating to approximately June of 2021, period. He stated that he first injured himself during a fall on June 4, 2021, period. He had subsequently seen a doctor at Kaiser Workers' Comp who told him that he had a sprain/strain. He was then treated conservatively, period. He stated that he continued with soreness involving the involved knee, period. In November, he was running intervals at which time he noted recurrent symptoms, period. He was then evaluated at urgent care, period. He was then referred back to workers' comp and MRI ordered in January of 2022. This confirmed a tear, period. He has continued with pain involving the posterior medial aspect of the knee. Pain is sharp, period. It is rated 7-8/10. It is improved with steps, period. He stated that he was seen by Dr. Al-Rashidi and was felt to require left knee arthroscopy with partial meniscectomy chondroplasty for diagnosis S83.232A and M17.12, period. The patient is noted to be clinically stable. He has had no chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. The past medical history includes 1, hypertension, next number, sleep apnea, next number, allergic rhinitis, next number, overweight, past surgical history, he has status post cholecystectomy, next number, he has had colonoscopy. The medications, losartan, unknown dose, half daily, Flonase, 1 spray each nostril daily, Voltaren, apply 1 to 2 times daily PRN, allergies, ACE inhibitors, family history. He stated that father had history of mini stroke and lung cancer, period. An uncle died from stroke. His grandfather also died from stroke. A maternal aunt had colon cancer. Social history, he denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. review of systems, constitutional. He has had weight gain. Eyes, he reports dryness and cyst in his left eyes. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. There's physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 117/78, pulse 68, respiratory rate 20, height 71 inches, weight 301 pounds. In general, he is a moderately obese male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam reveals mild, moderate tenderness to palpation involving the left knee, period. There is tenderness at the medial joint line, period. The data review, ECG demonstrates a sinus rhythm of 61 beats per minute. There is non-specific ST abnormality present. ECG is otherwise unremarkable. Laboratory data is pending. The impression, the patient is a 58-year-old male who suffered a work-related injury of his left knee, period. He was carrying a 50-pound box from his office to the elevator. He tripped and fell and twisted his left knee, period. He had done well until approximately November 2021, when his pain worsened, period. The X-ray had demonstrated no fracture or dislocation. There was mild joint effusion, period. There was mild prepatellar soft tissue swelling and mild medial degenerative joint changes, period. The MRI of the left knee revealed a tear in the medial meniscus involving the posterior horn and body, period. Lateral meniscus appears intact, period. There is a focal high-grade / near full thickness cartilage loss seen over the medial femoral condyle with minimal subchondral edema. Minimal to mild amount of joint fluid, period. ACL, PCL, MCL, lateral ligamentous complex appears intact, period. It was felt that he had a complex tear of the medial meniscus left knee, period. Patient is now noted to require surgery, period. From a cardiovascular perspective, he appears stable, period. Active problems include 1, hypertensive disorder, next number, sleep apnea, next number, allergic rhinitis, next number, overweight, Next number, borderline ECG. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Alan Keel.